إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Beloved Muslims, dear brothers and sisters, imagine that you were among the believers who were aboard the Ark of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and that you have witnessed by your own eyes the drowning of the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam in fulfillment of the warning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine that you were there and you have witnessed by your own eyes the horrendous flood which rose above the peaks of the mountains and overwhelmed the people of the earth. What would your feeling be then? And what kind of impact that this experience would have upon you? Imagine that you were present during the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and you have witnessed by your own eyes how Ibrahim was forced into a fire that was set for him by the pagans of his time. And imagine that you were there witnessing how he sallallahu alayhi wasallam came out of it walking calmly in peace and tranquility with no marks of burning on his body whatsoever. How would you feel? And what kind of impact witnessing such a miracle have upon you? Dear brothers and sisters, imagine that you are living during the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and you have witnessed by your own eyes Musa striking by his staff the Red Sea, and you have witnessed the subsequent partition of the sea into two huge mountain-like parts and the formation of a solid pathway for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and his followers to escape from the tyranny of Fir'aun. If you were there, how would you feel? And what kind of impact witnessing such a miracle will have upon you? Dear brothers and sisters, imagine that you were living with Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and you have witnessed by your own eyes Isa resurrecting the dead and curing the ill by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How would you feel, and what kind of impact witnessing such a miracle will have upon you? Just try to think about that. There is no doubt, you brothers and sisters, without a doubt, witnessing such miracles is an intense and powerful experience that would lead the person to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and submit in complete surrender to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and would bring him closer So Allah boosts his faith. There's no doubt about that. Dear brothers and sisters, what if I were to tell you that there is an even more powerful miracle that we can all witness today? A miracle that is more lasting than the previous miracle. A miracle that is the mother of all miracles. A miracle that is the ultimate miracle. Yes, it is the Quran. It is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without a doubt, it is the literal word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a word that has been preserved and will remain preserved until the day of resurrection. Has been preserved in its letters, in its words, in its power, in its influence, in its impact upon the life of people. Dear brothers and sisters, this living miracle is a miracle about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. If we were to send down this Quran upon a mountain, you would have seen it humbling itself, trembling and splitting asunder for fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it contained the most eloquent, the most effective reminders that comes from Allah, the creator of all that exists. It is a miracle about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَوْ أَنَّ قُرْآنًا سُيِّرَتْ بِهِ الْجِبَالِ أَوْ قُطِّعَتْ بِهِ الْأَرْضِ أَوْ كُلِّمَ بِهِ الْمَوْتَى. يعني لكان هذا القرآن. Had there been a book by the power of which mountains are moved and the earth can be split asunder and the dead people can be addressed in their graves, it would have been this Quran. The people of Mecca were very arrogant people, and they demanded many miracles from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the answer came to them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِهِمْ أَنَّا أَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ. Isn't it sufficient for them that we have revealed the book being recited upon them? إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَرَحْمَةً. In this, indeed, there is a mercy, وَذِكْرَى لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ, and a reminder for a believing people. Dear brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to clarify for us the fact that this miracle is far more superior over all the previous miracles with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has supported the Prophet. He said, مَا مِن نَبِيٍ إِلَّا أُعْطِيَ مَا مِثْلُهُ عَلَيْهِ آمَنَ الْبَشَرُ وَكَانَ الَّذِي أُوْتِيتُهُ وَحْيًا يُوحَى فَأَرْجُوا أَنْ أَكُونَ أَكْثَرَهُمْ تَابِعًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That every single prophet has been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a miracle because of which people believed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, part of His mercy upon people, will not let people wonder whether this man is a truthful man or not. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will leave no doubt in their mind that this is the truthful messenger of Allah. And therefore He has supported every prophet with a miracle because of which people have believed. A miracle to prove that He is a truthful and true messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَانَ الَّذِي أُوْتِيتُهُ وَحْيًا يُوحَى. However, I have been given a revelation that can be recited
فأرجو أن أكون أكثرهم تابعا يوم القيامة. And therefore, I hope to be the one who has the largest followers on the day of resurrection. This shows that this miracle has more impact on people, and it is far more superior than the previous miracles of the prophets who came before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear brothers and sisters, this book that is still within our reach is a miracle that we can witness today. Unlike the previous miracles of the previous messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this book, Al-Quran, is a miracle in every sense of the word. This book is miraculous in its language, in its style, in its literally. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to people who had the command over the Arabic language. They were the masters of the language. They were the most eloquent people, and they were too arrogant, and therefore the miraculous nature of the Quran is that even though that these people have every reason to refute Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every reason to prove that his message was wrong, and they are too arrogant to accept somebody to introduce a new religion other than their forefather religions, and in spite of the fact that they were challenged by the Quran to produce the lack of the Quran, or the 10 surahs of the Quran, or even one surah of the Quran, in spite of this, they failed in this challenge. And this proves that this is a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if they failed during the time when they were masters of the language, it's more obvious that they will be more incapable of producing the lack of the Quran in later times, like our time, for example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَإِن لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُ لَكُمْ فَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ, that if they do not respond to you, respond to the challenge of the Quran to produce the like of it, or the like of one surah of it, know that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one of the aspects of the miraculous nature of the Quran. There is more aspects, like the fact that the Quran told us about al-ghayb, the world that is beyond our perception, about the past, about the stories of nations that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never met or heard, about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as you know, was a mere and little man, yet he gave the most accurate stories about the past, and also he predicted many things about the future, and it was recorded in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that precision. Take for example one surah that all of us know, but we don't know that it is one of the miracles of the Quran. Please come forward. Jazakumullah khair. Come close. Allah the brothers, inshallah. Surah Tabbat. تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب سيصلى نارا ذات لهب وامرأته حمالة الحطب في جيبها حبل من مسد. This is a surah we recite. We know, all of us know this surah. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed that Abu Lahab will remain a disbeliever and will die upon disbelief. That is during the lifetime of Abu Lahab. You know, the pagans of Mecca wanted very badly to refute the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It would have been sufficient for Abu Lahab to fake his Islam and declare it to prove that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was wrong. Yet he lived and died upon disbelief. He never believed, even though many of the leaders of the pagans of Mecca, they embraced Islam. But this particular person never ever accepted the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His wife could have accepted Islam, and again the surah said it is going to be his companion to hellfire, but she did not. This is one of the miracles of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes we think that Islam is miraculous in its wording, in its language, but we forget something that is no less miraculous than the words of the Quran. And that is the ability of this book to change people. You know, this book, and we are talking about the legislative aspect and the credible system of Islam. You know, this book was able to transform a whole generation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this book to people who were nothing. Were nothing. And honored them by this book. There were people who fight one another for the serious reason. People whose lives were revolving around liquor, tribal fighting, and tribal like boasting, and women. This is their trinity. Yet, and with the blessings and the merit of this book, Quran, they were transformed to be, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them, the best nation that was sent forth for the goodness of mankind. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You are indeed the best nation that was sent forth for the goodness of mankind. Dear brothers, this is again a miracle that is still living. But we are away from it. We are heedless when it comes to the Quran. There is a major obligation that is upon us toward the book of Allah to read it, memorize it, understand it, practice it, and call people to its guidance. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وإمام المتقين محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. You brothers and sisters, one of the miracles of the Quran is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved it for us. Unlike previous books, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. We are the one who revealed the book, and we shall preserve it. And therefore, in spite of the fact that Muslims are nowadays weak, divided, and live in many differences about almost everything regarding the religion of Islam, and in spite of the fact that we may have a million version of understanding of Islam, but when it comes to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, go wherever you want to go, whether to China or to Europe or to America or to India, Pakistan or to Africa, you find all the people reading exactly in the same manner as was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one of the miracles of the Quran. And there is the scientific aspect of the Quran. It is another miracle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. We shall surely show them our signs in the horizon and within themselves until it become to them, until it becomes clear to them that it is the truth. And people keep discovering miracles after miracles in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, this aspect must be governed by the principles of the tafsir, and also must deal with well-established fact. And here I'll give you a story. I would like to share it with you inshaAllah, to show you the power of this book, that to which we don't pay much attention. I was teaching some of the youth, and I heard the phone ringing in my office, and it was close by. I took permission from the youth. I said, give me 5 minutes inshaAllah. I went and answered the telephone, and it was a non-Muslim lady. She said that I was a Christian and I read a lot about Islam, and I am now at a point where I am Christian no more, but I am not a Muslim. So can you help me? I told her, sister, do you have a copy of the translation of the Quran? She said, yes. I told her, open at chapter 22, verse 5. That is Surah Al-Hajj, ayah number 5. And I requested her to read it for me. And she read it. And the ayah goes, Ya ayyuhal nas, in kuntum fi raybin min al-ba'th, فَإِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ عَلَقَةٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ مُضْغَةٍ مُخَلَّقَةٍ وَغَيْرِ مُخَلَّقَةٍ لِنُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْآيَةِ. All mankind, if you are in doubt about resurrection, then consider that we created you from dust, and then from a droplet of sperm, and then from a clinging clot, and then from a lump of flesh, formed and unformed, so that we may show you our power and our ability to create. I asked her one question after she read this verse, the translation of this verse. Could Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time, 14 centuries ago, could he have the ability or the resources to know the condition of the infant in the womb of a pregnant woman? She said, no, he could have not. And she said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. 5 minutes. Did not take me more than 5 minutes. I liked the ayah. I liked the fact that sister accepted Islam, and this is why I used it again. And another sister embraced Islam because of this ayah, one ayah. A preacher came knocking at my the door of my house and talking about the miracles of the Bible. I told him, listen, I don't have problem. After I listened to him, I told him, I don't have problem believing in the miracles of the Bible, because whatever true of them is part of the protected and altered part of the Bible. But what do you say about the miracles of the Quran? He said, what miracle of Quran? And I quoted the same ayah, and he took the ayah and contemplated on the ayah, and he said, dust, okay, created you from dust. This is in the Bible. Created you out of a droplet of sperm. This is common knowledge. And then when he went on, he said that in the end, that I have to admit that this is something new that no one before Muhammad has mentioned, and Muhammad did not have the means to know them, except he did not believe, but he acknowledged that. Dear brothers and sisters, this is our guide to paradise, and this is our interceptor in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Qur'an shafi'un mushaffa' wa mahilun musaddaq. That Qur'an is an intercessor whose intercession will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a mahil is like the defense lawyer. He will argue on behalf of his client. And musaddaq meaning one whose argument will be accepted in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the day of judgment. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that مَا إِنَّكُمْ لَا تَرْجُعُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبْ أَفْضَلَ مِمَّا خَرَجَ مِنْهُ. That you'll never come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with something that is better in the sight of Allah than that which has come from Him. That is the Qur'an. Whether it is knowledge of the Qur'an, practicing the Qur'an, calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the teaching of the Qur'an, and memorizing the Qur'an. Dear brothers and sisters, the reason for selecting this topic is as follows, inshaAllah. We are planning, inshaAllah, by the will of Allah, to launch a Hifz memorization program in this masjid. That is for all people, inshaAllah. Young and old students and people who are businessmen or employees or whatever they do, inshallah. The system is designed to fit your busy schedule. The name of this program is Irqa. Irqa Hifz program. This word Irqa is taken from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. يُقَالُ لِصَاحِبِ الْقُرْآنِ اقْرَأْ ورقة ورتل كما كنت ترتل في الدنيا فإن منزلتك عند آخر آية تقرأها. Read, it will be said to the person who memorized the Quran, read and elevate. إرقى means elevate or ascend. Read, ascend and recite, for your rank will be at the last ayah. Rank in paradise will be at the last ayah you recite. So the person elevate in the lands of paradise according to how much one memorizes from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Features of this program. This is going to be on daily basis after Salatul Fajr and Salatul Maghrib. And yes, we may have an ulterior motive, and that is to see people coming after Salatul Fajr and to Salatul Maghrib, inshaAllah. And the second thing is going to be at your pace, meaning you decide the amount that you want to memorize, and we'll provide the help before you memorize and after you memorize, inshaAllah. And we have, alhamdulillah, young hafiz who will be participating in this program, and they will help, you see, the other brothers who are willing to memorize. And also all the participants will participate in a tajweed course, and that is a course to teach the book of to teach how to read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly as was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear brothers and sisters, it's an honor to memorize the book of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لو جمع القرآن في إهاب ما أحرقه الله في النار. If the Quran was to be contained within a skin, and here the skin referring to the skin of the hafil, Allah will never burn it in the hellfire. This is a preservation and protection against the hellfire, because Allah will not burn in the hellfire a person whose heart contains the book of Allah, His word. It is an honor, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ أَهْلِينَ مِنَ النَّاسِ أَهْلُ الْقُرْآنِ هُمْ أَهْلُ اللَّهِ وَخَاصَّتُهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a family from people. Family refers to, you see, close relation. Close, very close relation. And Ahlul Quran the family of the people of the Quran are the family of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people who are closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a great honor. And it is a protection. The Quran is protection for us against the shaitan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تجعلوا قبوركم مقابر. Do not make your homes as graveyards. Who live in the graveyard? The dead people. So, in other words, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, do not be dead. Meaning, read Quran. Read Quran. Because the house in which Surah Al-Baqarah is read, the Quran flees from it. Run away from it. So this is a protection for our homes from the shaitan. Again, inshaAllah, the program, the registration is going to start from this Saturday throughout the week, and the program will actually start Saturday the 26th of November, inshaAllah. And all the information you find outside in the poster, or you refer to our website. I hope that everybody will participate, and Allah will help us to bring more hafaz to help us to provide this program. The most important thing is to know that this Quran is the source of our honor and dignity. We were nothing. Nothing combined us except the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We were nothing before the Quran. And our condition is a living proof for the miracle of the Quran. Because when we as a nation adhere to the Quran, we were victorious. And when we abandon the Quran, all of you are well aware of our condition nowadays.